Home of the Pats, the Sports Hub.
Snap is back from the 36. Wilson dropping back, pressured by Equale, pressured by Judon. Oh. He'll be sacked by Judon. An empty set for Zach Wilson. The quarterback takes the snap. There's a rush coming. A blitz by Judon. And a loop, and he gets to the quarterback. He sacks Zach Wilson. His second of the day.
Can you just talk about your performance? Two sacks, 13 and a half now. What is it? Are you just in the zone right now?
It's my teammates. The guys that sit here in this room with me, they push me. They challenge me every day. And then when we go out there, they just have so much confidence in me to get the job done. And they run a lot of games and a lot of stunts for me to free me up. Bro, it's not me. It's really not. It could be anybody in this situation. It's really my teammates.
Time now for the hardest working player, brought to you by the Peterson School. Are you a master in your trade but tired of side work? The Peterson School is hiring instructors immediately at all of their locations. Visit petersonschool.com now. Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the 2022 Honda CRV. Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston joins us. Our hardest working player is Matt Judon, and tonight could be a good game for Matt Judon. He already has been a sack master for the Patriots so far this season, but Kirk Cousins has not been good against pressure this year, completing just 42% of his passes, 34th in the league against qualified quarterbacks. Phil, what do you make of this matchup for the Patriots defensive front against this offense of the Vikings?
You have to love it, Beetle. You have to. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of someone by the name of Blake Brandel, but Blake Brandel is going to be playing left tackle for the Vikings tonight, and he's not a good left tackle. He's the backup for Christian Darrisaw, who's actually one of the best young tackles in football, but he's dealing with a concussion. He's out for this game, and Blake Brandel is part of the reason why Kirk Cousins was pressured on 60% of his dropbacks last week against the Cowboys. So I'm not sure if the Patriots have quite the complement of pass rushers that the Cowboys did last week, but they're pretty damn close. And so I would think that Kirk Cousins is going to be under duress all night long. You mentioned the completion percentage, Beetle. His rating, when he is kept clean, is 95.9, pretty good. But when he's under pressure, it drops all the way to 64.4. So this is a guy who is a different player when under pressure. I think he'll be under pressure a lot tonight.
Speaking of being under pressure, you know, there's some pressure when you play these primetime games, Phil, and Kirk Cousins has developed a reputation for not delivering in primetime games. He's 10-18 in these games, although I'd say the rest of the numbers, when I looked them up, were not as bad as I expected them to be. Completion percentage about 66.2, 50 touchdowns, 26 interceptions. Are you a believer in primetime Kirk?
I don't love looking at wins and losses, honestly, to try to gauge quarterback play, but over 28 games, I think that's a pretty decent sample size. And I wonder if Chris, and I'm not going to pretend that I analyzed all 28 going into this one, I wonder if some of those numbers are based on the fact that the Vikings are losing and they're down and the opposition's in prevent quite a bit. I would just look at this particular matchup and say, it's just not a great matchup for Kirk Cousins, because not only are the Vikings dealing with issues on their offensive line, but Kirk Cousins isn't a great matchup for this Bill Belichick defense and the scheme that they run out there with Gerard Mayo and Steve Belichick heading the thing against man-to-man defense, against man-to-man coverage this year. Kirk Cousins is one of the worst quarterbacks in football. According to Sports Info Solutions, he's the 29th ranked passer in the NFL when it comes to quarterback rating against man-to-man coverages. He's 28th in yards per attempt and completion percentage. And we know the Patriots, even without J.C. Jackson or a true quote-unquote number one all-pro level corner, they still play as much man-to-man as just about anybody in football. They're right there at the top of the league with the Giants under Wink Martindale and the Dolphins under Josh Boyer, a Bill Belichick pupil. So that, to me, is a story of this game. Is I think they're going to be able to pressure him at the line, and even if they don't get to him, the amount of man coverage that the Patriots play could be a problem for Minnesota.
You know, to this point, Phil, the Patriots, and I don't think they're going to get this tonight, they have not gone up outside of maybe Aaron Rodgers against a truly elite passer so far this season. What do you have to see from this Patriots defense in the coming weeks, and especially a week from now against Josh Allen, for this defense to prove that they stack up with some of the best defenses in the league, and the quarterback schedule to this point has not been what has given them the statistics that they've put up so far?
Yeah, the quarterback schedule hasn't been great, and I would say outside of Tyreek Hill in week one, the number of true number one receivers they faced has been relatively low compared to other defenses across the NFL. Now, the Patriots defense, looking back at that Dolphins game, that might be one of their most impressive games of the year because the team only allows 20 points, but seven of those came on a scoop and score touchdown. So really good day for them in that regard. But I still look at this secondary and understanding how much man-to-man coverage the Patriots want to play. I want to see them be able to go up against a Justin Jefferson type or a Stephon Diggs type or a Tyreek Hill and be able to limit those guys. You're never going to shut them all down completely, although Dallas did a pretty good job of that last week, allowing just 33 yards to Justin Jefferson on three catches. But can you limit them? Can you prevent them from breaking the game open? Because that was a position that we all looked at, the cornerback spot for the Patriots, before the season began, and we wondered if they had enough there. Now, Jack Jones has been great as a rookie. Jonathan Jones has been one of their best players, period, across positions. And so they've certainly more than gotten by. But I look at this matchup in particular, and I think they'll double Justin Jefferson quite a bit. That's fine. Just show me that you can shut those guys down or come close.
Phil, when you look at the other side of the football, offensively for the Patriots, it would seem there would be some things that would match up pretty well for them against the Vikings. Beadle and I have talked about how banged up they are in the secondary opposite Patrick Peterson, but it seems like the Vikings are very susceptible to some things that the Patriots can do and should do more of in terms of play-action passing.
Yeah, and they are all kinds of banged up. It's in the secondary. It's up front. I think they're all critical, honestly, injuries. Patrick Peterson is having a good year, yes, but they've really relied on their rookie, Andrew Booth, out of Clemson quite a bit. He's had a horrible year, but he's also unhealthy, and he's out for this game. Another rookie has actually been pretty good, Caleb Evans, and has played quite a bit. He's out as well, so they are very thin at the cornerback spot, and they have been susceptible to play-action passing so far this year when they are working against, because I think it's partly because of this defense that they play under Ed Donatell. He's a Vic Fangio tree guy, which means a lot of zone coverage, a lot of shell, too high coverage, and it means in those zones, those linebackers, they're not playing man-to-man, so they can't just lock into a target and say, I'm running with this guy no matter what. They have to do both. They have to play the slot defenders as well. They have to play the pass and the run. So they have opened themselves up to some play action over the course of the season. And that was one area where I thought the Patriots offense was pretty good. Last week, they were 6-for-7 on play action passes for almost 100 yards. So that's something that they should try to do again. I would expect them to use a lot of play action today. And then up front, some of their overall season-wide numbers, guys, have been pretty good against the run. But lately, it's been really ugly for them. Over the course of the last three games combined, they're allowing 4.8 yards per carry. Now, the reason for that, I think you can trace back to one player. It's Dalvin Tomlinson, who's dealing with a calf issue, and he might play tonight, but he's listed as questionable. He's missed
each of the last three games. He's out. Tom Pelissero is reporting he's out. Is reporting he'll be inactive again tonight. That's Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Yeah, big loss.
That's a big loss.
Dalvin Tomlinson not expected to play.
One of the best young defensive tackles in the league out of Alabama, really talented guy, space eater type of guy, so you don't hear about him a whole lot, but they went from being one of the best run defenses in the league to one of the worst once he got hurt, so that's a huge boost for this Patriots running game, I would imagine, the fact that he's out tonight.
So, Phil, how are you patching this thing together up front, the injury to Wynn, the injury to Andrews, how does it all play out tonight?
I'm playing David Andrews if he can play. If he can't, you go with James Ferentz there and you hope it's enough. I think they have enough to be able to keep this defensive front at bay more than they were able to against the Jets. I think the Jets' front is better. I think they're deeper across the board. I think they're a little bit more explosive. Now, the Vikings do have two really good pass rushers in Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith. To me, it's borderline malpractice given how the Patriots tackles have played of late, guys, if you don't double those guys and double them pretty consistently in obvious passing situations. You don't have to do it every snap, but if it's third and long, you got to chip with a tight end or you have to chip with a running back because the tackle play has just been so poor. Even Trent Brown was susceptible last week, gave up a couple of sacks. I don't know if Yodney Cajuste is going to be able to go tonight. If he can't, you might be looking at Connor McDermott fresh off the Jets practice squad having to play significant snaps. So you have to try to stay out of third and long obvious passing situations. I think, again, if you're able to run the ball, that would go a long way in achieving that goal. The other reason you might be able to run it tonight, guys, is the Vikings are bottom 10 in the league in terms of yards after contact against opposing running backs. So big guys like Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, they should be able to run through some arm tackles, keep them in manageable down and distance situations, and maybe help protect that offensive line.
All right, Phil, appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.